Hello, I'm Mark Sander. Welcome back. Good to have you all with us here on this rainy day on May the 16th. And a lot happened on this day, May the 16th. This is a day in history that many things happened. And let's start off with the first African-American who ever graduated from college here in the United States of America was a man named John Brown Wusworm, who was actually born in Jamaica. He graduated from Bowdoin College on this day in 1826 in Maine and became a leader of the abolitionist movement. He became a leader of the movement, helped publish the first abolitionist paper in the country called The Star, which began as like an anti-colonization paper, but then he became pro-colonization, which meant people should leave America and move to West Africa. And he became the first governor of a place called the State of Maryland in what is now Liberia. And became a leading figure in that, came back to this country just before he passed away, bringing his sons back to America to go to school here, and he went back and died in Liberia and was a major figure in the abolitionist movement in this country and in the founding of Liberia, John Wusworm. This is a man, another car, the Tesla, that you sometimes see and don't see speeding around the road, the electric car. It was named for a man named Nikola Tesla. None of this would be happening. Radio wouldn't be happening. That car wouldn't be happening if it hadn't been for Tesla himself, who found how to use alternating currents to transmit electric power across long distances, born on this day in 1888. This day in 1918, they passed the Sedition Act. They rounded up thousands of people who they thought were revolutionaries and forced them to leave America, going back to the countries they came from, especially from Russia and from Poland. And it was repealed 2 years later. But as we'll hear Monday on our program, when we talk to the woman who wrote the book The Burglary about the burglary in Media, Pennsylvania, that happened in 1970 that exposed the FBI, they may have repealed that act, but there's another act that was put in place that had 20,000 people's names on it that would be arrested in time of national emergency. And we are trying to find out now, but I think yours truly's name was on that list. In 1929, this is the first Academy Award. It took place on this day in 1929. This was the day in 1939 the McKay decision was made. And that was a decision never used that Ronald Reagan used to replace the striking air traffic controllers that began the war against public sector employee unions in this country. This is the day in 1943 that the Warsaw resistance against the Nazis was finally crushed by the Nazis. These were Jews who stood up, fought back with the few weapons they had to say we will not be taken off into the night, into concentration camps. On this day in 1966, Sophie Carmichael became the chairman of the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee on this day in 1966. On this day in 1988, Everett Koop, I don't know if you remember him, but his face is unforgettable with his mustacheless beard, became the Surgeon General of the United States, and declared that nicotine was as addictive as heroin or cocaine, and that all cigarette packets had to carry a public health warning, which included a graphic with his suggestions. And on this day, numbers of people were born. We'll hear a great deal of great music on this day that happened and was born on this day, from people who were born on this day, that won on this day. That's coming off. But this was the birthday of A. Philip Randolph, and we had an audio clip, we might be able to hear that in a little bit, of A. Philip Randolph. A. Philip Randolph, of course, was the founder of the Brotherhood of Sleeping Car Porters. He was a socialist. He ran on the Socialist Party ticket in the 1920s. But he was also the man who became one of the closest people to Martin Luther King and who helped organize the Great March on Washington of 1963. And A. Philip Randolph was born on this day in 1879. As was the great Sammy Davis Jr., who passed away on this day in 1990. All that and more. We have a great deal more about our day in history, but you can go to steinershow.org and click that on and see what happened on this day in history. And we'll be right back to play the last in our episode of the Deindustrialized Community. Stay with us.